一起做一个简短的祷告。
And let's start with a simple prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you.
因为你是爱我们的神。
Because you love us so much.
我们恭敬将今天的敬拜仰望主。
We put our service into your hands.
愿主你祝福我们所传讲的信息。
Continue to bless what the people hear and teach.
也愿主你眷顾我们的弟兄姐妹。
And take care of our brothers and sisters.
让我们在神的话语上我们有更多的领悟。
And we'll continue to have more understanding of your words.
我们恭敬将下面的时间交托主的恩手当中。
We put the following time into your hands.
祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
以前美国有一家银行，我不知大家有没有听说过，叫华盛顿 Mutual。
And there was the Washington Mutual Bank. I don't know, have you ever heard of it or not?
中文翻译成叫华盛顿汇户汇银行。
Washington Mutual Bank.
在 SLO 有没有？以前
？Not sure.
没有过。有过。
Yeah, so I think the brother Low said that we had in SLO before.
以前有过。OK， 对，那好，就知道，因为我。在新泽西住的时候呢，就没有这家银行。我们搬到 Texas， 哎呀，我就要找银行啊，这家银行蛮好的。
And so when I was used to living in New Jersey, that we didn't have this Washington Mutual Bank, but when we moved to Texas, then we found that bank.
这家银行在美国排名蛮靠前的。
And they are on the top of banks.
那么当时排名是全美第七大银行。
I think they were on the number 7th or 8th of among all the banks.
不过他的 CEO 呢，当时有一个对公司的规划。
And so the CEO has a special policy or some kind of ruling for the bank.
那么这个规划呢，就是说他要把这个华盛顿 Mutual 这个银行办成银行界的沃尔玛。
So he really want to make this bank just like a Walmart, right?
对
，Yeah.
那什么怎么会办成沃尔玛？他就说他的这个房屋的贷款呢，他主要是针对这些个中等或者是下层的用户。
And so they want to have a policy to really target on the people who want to buy houses for middle class or a little bit lower class.
他的想法倒没有什么不好。
Idea was great.
但实际操作上，他们在控制这个放贷的时候就比较松。
But in reality, when they were giving the loan, then they have very relaxed policies.
所以他们有很多的次级的贷款。
And so there was a lot of them that people cannot pay back.
在了2008年金融危机的时候。
And during 2008, there was the financial crisis.
这个他的所有的这个房屋的贷款就出现了。严重的亏损。
And all the mortgage that have a severe the loan that people cannot pay back.
所以是很好的一家银行，后来不得被这个大通给收购了。
And so it was a really good bank, however, that they have to be closed and bought by another one.
Chase.
Chase Bank.
就是我们现在 Chase 就是把它给买过去了。
So Chase Bank actually merged with Washington Mutual.
所以我用的银行也就从 Washington Mutual 变成 Chase 了哈。
And so I have to transfer mine become the Chase Bank.
你看，由此可见，在生意方面，你的洞察力是非常重要。
So when it comes to business, the near insight is crucial.
所以你要有敏锐的洞察力，你的生意大概就成功了一半。
So if you have very keen insight, your business probably the success will achieved.
其实人生也是一样哈。
And the same way in our life.
如果我们人生对周围的人和事有一个准确的判断的话
，If we have a very accurate judgment about the people or things around us,
我们的人生会顺畅很多。
And our life will be probably much more smoother.
所以今天我们继续来研读这个耶稣所问题的这个系列第四讲。
And today we're going to continue the series of the what question Jesus asked.
我们就来讨论一下有关不要论断他人的教导。
And we're going to talk about the not judging others.
那么这段经文呢，大概是新约圣经中被错误引用最多的一段经文。
This is probably one of the most misquoted passages in the Bible.
因为基督徒 很经常被人指责说你们很有偏见，很固执。
Very often Christians being criticized, we are biased and we're stubborn.
我们不能够接受那些不能与我们不一样的人。
And we cannot tolerate that people who are different than us.
那么耶稣在圣经里的教导，不要判断的话，这个对我们今天是怎么样来应用呢？
How do we use Jesus said, "Do not judge"? Apply to our life nowadays.
是不是所有的一切事情都不能判断？
Or is it everything that we should not judge at all?
还是有些事情可以判断，有些事情不可以判断？
And maybe some we can judge, and some we can judge.
那么这个界限到底在哪里？
And where are the boundary lies?
那希望我们从今天的讨论当中，我们可以得到答案。
So hopefully we can find the answers through our today's lesson.
我们看到的经文就在马太福音第七章。
So we're going to turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 7.
你有圣经的话，请大家打开圣经马太福音第七章。
And open your Bible, chapter Matthew chapter 7.
我们来看一到五节。
And we'll go to verse 1 to 5.
马太福音第七章第一节，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
Do not judge, or you too will be judged.
你们因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。
For in same way you judge others, you will be judged.
你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
Why do you look at the speck of a sawdust in the brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?
你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？
How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eyes, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye?
你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
所以这个经文的主题出现在第一节。
So the theme is that in the verse 1,
你们不要论断人。
Do not judge others.
那么接下来耶稣给出了简单的解释。
And then later Jesus gave very simple explanation.
因为免得你们被论断。
And so you can avoid be judged.
这是指的我们将来基督徒要在耶稣面前要交账。
And so you talk about that we are accountable to Jesus one day when we see him.
那么第二节呢，他就重复了这个主题。
And verse 2, that repeat the same thing again.
三到五节，这是对这主题的给出一个非常形象的解释。
Verse 3 to 5 is a figurative interpretation.
提醒门徒这个假冒伪善的陷阱。
And kind of warning the disciple to avoid the pitfall of hypocrisy.
耶稣的问题呢？在这段经文里出现了两次。
So this question he asked twice.
在第三节和第四节。
And in verse 3 and 4.
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
And so why do you see the speck of your brother's eye, but do not see the plank in your own eye?
第四节我们发现耶稣把这个顺序颠倒，先讲到梁木，然后再讲到有刺。
And the verse 4 that he reversed the verse, he talked about the plank in your eye first, then later speck of your brother's eye.
一个问题要说两次。
And the one question he repeated twice.
我们就知道耶稣在强调了。
And this is something that he really emphasized a lot.
所以耶稣的这个问题我们不能不讲。
And so we have to talk about this.
所以我在准备耶稣的这个所问的问题的时候，我选了七个，我就说要不要挑这个问题呢？
And so when I was deciding how many seven questions that Jesus asked, I was really pondering whether I need to choose the topic or not.
耶稣的每一个问题都这么具有挑战性哈。
And every question he asked full of challenges.
我越讲，我看我们的人越少了就。
The more I talk about, I feel like less people come to church now.
因为耶稣，你发现他的问题非常有挑战性。
And all his questions are filled with the challenges.
他不是给我们做 massage.
And he's just going to like massage the issues.
问题就是现今的讲台，很多的时候我们在做 massage.
And very nowadays, the pulpit is people just make you feel good.
那这么重要的问题，我不能够跳过去不讲。
But this is such an important question, I cannot skip this topic.
我们首先来看看这段经文的它的这个背景是哪里。
And let's look the background of this passage.
这是耶稣在加利利的时候、啊、
And it was on the hillside of Galilee.
他跟门徒在山上。
And they were on the mountain.
他教导门徒有关神国子民的行为规范。
He was teaching the disciple about the behavior norm of the people of the kingdom of God.
这是著名的登山宝训。
And the Sermon of the Mount.
我们上次讲的是平原布道，对不对？
And last time was the preaching on the plain.
哎，那是平原宝训，这是登山宝训。
And this is the Sermon on the Mount.
那在教导登山宝训之后，耶稣又有很多的谈论一些具体的信徒行为的事情。
And so after the famous Sermon on the Mount, that he continued to talk about some very practical principles.
所以这个就适用于信徒之间的关系。
And is really applied to be among believers.
他提醒信徒不要随意论断他人。
And he reminded the Christian not to judge others.
我们发现耶稣教导的时候，他不是停留在一个非常抽象的概念。
And he's not just the staying a very abstract concept.
他是用生动形象的比喻来进一步的说明。
He's using a very vivid, vivid description to talk about this application.
所以他有两个比喻哈。
And there's two parables here.
第一个就是用量器的比喻。
And the first one talk about measuring tool.
你知道当时的人们都是要去市场买东西的。
And at that time, people need to go to the market to buy things or sell things.
那么每个市场呢有不同的摊位，大家在销售自己的东西。
And every stand has their own thing they want to sell.
那都是有量器的嘛。
And they have to use some kind of measuring tool.
如果每个人都用公平的量器的话，你自然去买东西的时候也会得到公平的对待。
And so if everybody using the fair tool and to measure things, that is only fair for people to buy things.
所以这句话很可能就是当时人所流行的一句谚语。
So this probably is more likely become a popular proverb in society at that time.
它阐述了一条人与人之间相处的黄金规则。
We clarify the golden rule of do to others what you shall have others do to you.
这个规则也在七章十二节，耶稣告诉我们。
And this rule also that talk about in the chapter 7 verse 12.
你们怎么样？你们愿人怎样待你们？你们也要怎样去待人。
You do to others what you will have them do to you.
所以这是耶稣给出的第一个比喻。
And this is the first parable that he used.
所以第二个比喻的话呢，就是讲到刺跟梁木的比喻。
And the second one is a metaphor of the speck and the plank.
这个比喻是既形象又诙谐。
It's very graphic and also humorous.
你讲完了之后大家都不会忘记的。
And once you talk about it, people will not forget about it.
我们大家知道不知道耶稣的职业是什么？
And do you know what is the Jesus occupation?
木匠，对不对？
He was a carpenter.
每天跟木头打交道嘛。
He deal with the wood all the time.
所以讲到刺啊、梁木，这是他以前的工作经验哈。
And that's his experience when we talk about speck or log or a plank.
这个眼中有刺，有一根木刺，这个就很难想象了哈。
And you cannot even imagine you have a little speck in your eye.
你眼中只要有一个眼睫毛进去，你都受不了，是不是？
Even with one tiny eyelash in your eye, that is very uncomfortable.
有粒沙子要进了眼睛，你马上得把它弄出来，这不得了。
If they're saying your eye, you need to get rid of it right away.
有一个朋友最近碰见他，好久不见，我说你怎么样？他说我有一个问题。
And so I haven't seen a friend for a long time. When I saw him recently, then he said, "I haven't seen you for a while." He said, "I have a problem."
眼睫毛往里面长。
And his eyelashes grow inside.
而这个很痛苦。
It's very painful.
很麻烦的哈。
It's very difficult to resolve the problem.
所以我们就知道，眼里面有个睫毛你都受不了的哈。
You can't even stand to have an eyelash in your eye.
眼里面不可能有刺的。
And how can you tolerate a speck in your eye?
这是一种非常夸张的说法。
It's a very exaggerated description.
但是比这更夸张的是后面。
And those more exaggerated is the following.
眼中有梁木哈。
And you have either you call log or plank in your eye.
什么梁木？就像我们这个木。
And so is this something like this? People might call beam as well.
所以这样的话， 怎么可能的事情，就是也就是说极度的夸张来说明这个问题。
This is so exaggerated to describe the situation.
我们看到第四节跟第五节，耶稣是讲到先讲梁木，然后讲到刺。
And so he talked about the speck and the plank, then talk about the speck.
然后第五节又讲到梁木，然后再讲到刺。
Then later is reversed.
没不是 reverse， 它是。Emphasize.
Oh, emphasize it again.
那么中间对应的这个你这假冒伪善的人，这句话就是耶稣的一个重点。
And the emphasize later is your hypocrite.
我们知道耶稣常常用这个词用在谁人的身上？
And do you know how he uses it to what kind of people?
法利赛人，对不对？
The Pharisees.
Yeah. 耶稣这里是提醒门徒说，嘿嘿，你要不觉得你们离法利赛人也不是很远的哈。
And so it's remind his disciples that you may be just like a Pharisee as well.
耶稣的教导是不是意味着我们对所有一切事情都不能论断呢？
So does Jesus teaching mean that Christian cannot judge at all?
所以当今社会有很多的事情啊，这个都其实道德问题啊，变得是模糊不清的哈。
So in today's society, there's a lot of moral issues are very ambiguous.
所以基督徒常被指责说有狭隘的偏见。
And so very often Christian being called very narrow-minded and biased.
比如说现在的社会普遍都接受同性恋。
And for example, the society accept the homosexuality.
但教会里就说同性恋是一种罪。
But Christian called the homosexual is a sin.
那么社会普遍都接受堕胎。
And the abortion is allowed.
那么教会里面还在讲，我们讲堕胎等同于谋杀。
And church talk about abortion is a murder.
那么这社会越来对婚姻出轨就比较能够接纳包容的。
And so the society really tolerate the marital infidelity.
但是我们却是讲婚姻出轨应当予以谴责。
And so church talk about marital infidelity should be condemned.
如此种种，是不是我们应该采取一种能够接纳别人的态度？是不是我们这样做就是判断别人呢
？And so, should we take a clear stance on those issues, or does that mean that we're judging others?
所以我们真的需要理解耶稣这个"不要判断"它的真正的含义是什么
？So we need to require clear understanding what that true meaning of Jesus saying, "Do not judge."
你知道今年年初的话，天主教的教皇。颁布了一条命令哈。
And so the beginning of this year, the Pope Francis declared this something.
他就是允许天主教的神父给同性恋的这个伴侣来祝福。
And the popes and the priests are allowed to blessing of same-sex couples.
我想这个教皇一直是对这同性恋的问题采取一个非常模糊的。一个观点。
The Pope Francis always has a stand of homosexuality is very ambiguous.
我想这是他非常清楚地迈出了一步。
And so he very clearly stepped forward.
其实离正式承认和接纳同性恋的婚姻，其实只是差了一层那么窗户纸的一个问题了。
Is that only just a little bit away from truly just saying I accept homosexuality?
那在美国的话，有些天主教的神父就对这个。表示不能接受。
And so some of the priests in United States cannot accept that.
有些的神父已经就迫不及待的就给他们的同性恋的这个认识的人去祝福了。
On the other hand, many already accepted and already giving the blessing to the same-sex couples.
有一些都是蛮出名的，我也对他们的这个。比较认识的一些个神父哈。
And there, some of them are pretty famous that actually I know them, their names.
所以在这种大环境下，教会是不是能够知道怎么样划清界限，这个很关键的。
In this kind of environment, we can clear cut what's right, what's wrong.
所以我们先来看一下为什么耶稣要求门徒不要判断。
Well, let's look at why the Jesus want the believer not to judge first.
因为根据犹太人的信仰啊，只有上帝才有审判的权柄。
So according to the Jewish belief, only God has authority to judge.
那么神将来要审判义人、恶人。
And God one day is going to judge the righteous and the wicked.
那么耶稣在世的时候呢，他也曾经这样的宣称哈。 自己有审判的权柄。
And when Jesus was on earth, that he claimed that he had authority to judge.
实际上，这等于宣告说，耶稣与神有同样的权柄。
It declared that he has the same authority as the Father.
所以，约翰福音第五章二十二节这样讲啊。
So in John, chapter 5, 22 says this.
说父不审判什么人。
And Father judge no one.
乃将审判的事全交于子。
By giving all the judgment to the Son.
所以这样只有基督将来可以判断。
And so only Jesus, Christ can judge.
我们没有权利去判断其他人。
And we cannot act as a judge for others.
虽然如此，并非是所有的事情我们都不可以判断。
And even, however, not all matter beyond our judgments.
因为有些事情上帝已经借着圣经清清楚楚地告诉了我们这个判断的标准在哪里。
And God has already revealed his standard of judgment to us in the Bible.
所以这些事情呢是是非曲直黑白分明的。
And so those are pretty black and white.
那么比如说像十诫啊。
And just like Ten Commandments.
这些都是普世的真理。
And those are the common universal truth.
它跨越时代。
And transcending time.
跨越种族。
Transcending the race.
跨越文明。
And the cultures.
具有普世价值的真理。
And has a truth of universal value.
任何人如果违背的话必被定罪。
Anybody who disobey,That will be condemned.
所以这样我们去判断，不是我们去判断，而是神去判断。
But so it's not we are judging, it's God judging.
所以教会呢，必须按照这样的规则去管理神的家。
So church have to manage the house of God like this.
所以以前的教会有个执事，他就是有婚外这个婚姻出轨的问题。
And so there was a deacon that in one church has a marital infidelity.
那么教会就第一开始不知道，后来知道了，去跟他沟通哈。
And in the beginning, church didn't know, but then once they found out, they start communicate with him.
No, we haven't. we haven't gone there. We just communicate with them, 就是跟他们去沟通哈。
Yeah, so they start communicate with him.
但是他拒绝悔改哈。
But he refused to repent.
那么经过几次沟通，他拒绝悔，教会最后决定就是是。把他从教会除名。
And so after the several communications that the church have decided to excommunicate him.
教会除名是什么概念呢
？And what is excommunication means?
教会除名的意思就是说，你如果不悔改的话，你在神的救恩上无份。
And so that means that if you not willing to repent, that you have nothing to do with your salvation, the God's salvation.
所以我们要知道。对于这样的事情，教会是要做判断的。
So we need to know that the church has to have this kind of right judgment.
就是道德的问题已经是非常清楚的。
And the morality is very clear.
那此外，我们也应当注意到，耶稣这个命令是给哪个群体的
？And we also need to know, what group that the Jesus is teaching to.
这个群体呢，就是他是给信徒的。
And it's given to believers.
他关切的是信徒之间怎么样和睦相处。
He really concerned about the harmony among believers.
保证这个信徒的团体可以和睦，可以健康的发展。
And so the church, this group that can grow healthily.
换言之呢，这不可论断呢，是适用于信徒之间的关系。
So in other words, the inference applied to the relationship between believers.
而不是信徒与世界的关系。
And not the believers and the world.
所以我们对世界的事情是要有一个判断的、
And so we need to have this judgment about the world.
不然我们怎么能与世界分别为圣呢
Then how can we be separate from the world to be holy?
那么我们知道将来基督再临的时候我们要与基督一起去审判世界的
So we know when Christ returns that we're going to judge the world with Christ.
所以没有判断我们就没有办法与世界分别
So without the judgment, we cannot separate ourselves from the world.
所以我们看由此可见，我们理解耶稣这个教导，我们结合上下文哈。
And so therefore that we have to look the context from the beginning to the end.
我们可以理清耶稣这个命令的界定范围在哪里。
And we can help us to clarify the scope of his command.
耶稣是前面讲过登山宝训哈。
And in the beginning talk about Sermon on the Mount.
那就是天国八福哈。
And is the beatitude.
那么这是一个非常高的属灵的境界。
It has a very high standard.
虽然今天 这个境界可以作为今天门徒的一个行为的规范。
Even though can serve as a guide for disciples' present life.
但是要完全的实现是在将来神的国度里面。
And can be fully realized in the future kingdom of God.
所以耶稣特别这时候提醒门徒说，哎，这个标准很高啊。
And so Jesus reminded the believers, this standard is extremely high.
你们应当以这个标准来要求自己。
And you need to hold yourself accountable for this.
但是你不要以这个标准去指责别人。
But not to use the standard to condemn others.
我想这个是耶稣这个不可判断所给出的这一个上下文的这一个情况。
And so that's why the whole passage of do not judge.
那么除此之外呢，关于信仰偏差的问题也不属于这个范围。
And so moreover, deviation of the faith are also exceptions.
那么上个月我在教会有做一两次的关于神学的训练哈。
And last month, I have taught two theological trainings.
那在训练的时候，我特别点了两个。牧师的名字。
And at that time, I actually mentioned two pastors' names.
那么这两个牧师都是华人的牧师。
And they are the pastor in the Chinese community.
他们还不属于这个异端的范围，还没有到异端。
And they are not belong in the cults categories.
但是呢heresy.就是 heresy， 他们还没有到 heresy， 就是异端的这个范围。
They're not heresy，
但是他们应该算是属于极端。
But they belong to extremists，
有一点点偏差的。
And they deviate from truth，
是不是应该判断？
Can we judge that？
Yeah， 我是要给出判断的。
Yes， I need to make that judgment。
特别告诉我们的教会的领袖说，这个是已经是属于极端的范围了，你们要小心。
I need to teach our church leader this is already deviate from the truth。
但是你要知道，对于你们以前的牧师，我从来不判断的。
For the pastor you already had before, I never judge.
不管是陈牧师是黄牧师，你们问我的意见，我从来不说的。
If you ask my opinion, I never say anything.
我从来没见过他们。
I never met them.
我为什么要评论他们做的怎么样
？And who am I to judge what they have done?
那个不是我的事情。
It's not my business.
所以我们这样就知道我们这个范围在哪里哈，哪些可以判断，哪些不可以判断。
So we know what's our boundary, what can be judged, what cannot be judged.
所以这样有三个界限哈。
And there are the three distinctions.
第一个界限就是，如果这个事情无关道德规范的话
，It's unrelated to moral.
这个命令是适用的哈。
And so that can apply.
耶稣告诉我们不要判断。
And do not judge.
如果这个事情无关信仰偏差的话
，and related deviation in faith，
如果这个事情是限于信徒之间的关系
，and also that imply to limit to believers，
所以这有三个界定的范围
，and so there's a three special situations。
好，我们知道了界定的范围，我们来看看怎么样不可判断。
And so once we know those are three criteria, so let's look at do not judge。
如何在这个界定的范围之内，我们来应用耶稣给我们的命令
？And how we can apply in those three situations？
我们知道登山宝训的八福啊，那是耶稣给我们的这个生活，基督徒生活的指南哈。
And so the Beatitude on the Sermon on the Mount is a guide for Christians。Spiritual life.
我们注意到这些是应用在我们自己身上的。
That should apply to us.
我们千万不要把神的话语常常应用在别人的身上。
And do not use God's word to other people.
那么，当清楚自己眼中的良木，这样我们才可以准确的对待他人眼中的小刺。
So if we pay attention to our own plank, then we can deal with other people's speck.
但是很遗憾，我们就是已经变成习惯了，我们判断一个事情。
And but unfortunately, we became a habit when we do when we judge others.
我们变成一种习惯，是我们看见的，不论我们认识的还是不认识的，哈。
And very often, whether we know those people, we don't know those people.
不论是熟悉的还是不熟悉的。
Whether we're familiar or unfamiliar with.
我们在街上碰到人，我们看见一个人。我们都会有一些判断的。
And even though we see someone on the street, we start to judge.
因为这是因为我们生活在这个世界啊，我们必须要对周围的情况有一个评估哈。
And so we need to really assess what kind of world we're living in.
因为这个世界是不安全的。
And actually, the world we're living in is very unsafe.
到处都有威胁。
And they're full of dangers.
所以我们习惯了我们要有一个很快的判断，这样来确定说我们是不是安全。
And so we're very used to assess the situation whether we're safe or not.
所以我们是自然会对他人评头评足的。
And very often we like to judge other people or even gossip about it.
其实要知道这个是一个小事情。
And even though this is sounds like a very minor thing,
但实际上是我们属灵生命的一个大问题。
But actually became a huge problem in our spiritual life.
因为是你如果不能，我们不能够克服这个障碍的话，几乎我们的属灵的生命没有办法上一个新的台阶哈。
So if we cannot overcome this obstacle, that we cannot ascend to a next spiritual level.
要知道我们判断别人的话，不会抬高自己。
And so very often we judge other people, we're not truly elevate ourselves.
因为恰恰相反。
On the contrary.
当你去判断别人，你是等于告诉别人，我是一个判断别人的人。
And so you are telling other people, when you're judging other people, you like to judge.
所以英语有一个成语哈。
And so there's the English saying.
叫 don't judge a book by its cover.
不要以貌取人。
哎，太好了。这个翻译我还想不出来，这个中文有以貌取人这个，因为我们不知道所有的情况哈。
And we really don't know all the circumstances.
所以我们去判断就难免是有点会有偏差哈。
And so we may be deviate from the facts.
而且呢，我们每个人呢的这个背景不一样哈。
We all have a different background.
经历也不同
different experiences.
所以我们去看别人呢，我们常常不是站在别人的角度，我们是站在我们的立场。
Very often we're looking from our own perspective.
然而是根据我们的经验
And according to our own experience.
我们告诉别人你应该怎么怎么样。
We're telling other people what you should do.
这个是不公平的。
That is not fair.
那有一个牧师呢，他是一个很有名，他叫F.B. Meyer， 他就提出过有两件事情我们要注意。
And there F.B. Meyer, Pastor F.B. Meyer actually remind us two things.
他说，当我们看到有一个弟兄有问题的话，你要知道两个事情我们是不知道的。
And so when you see there's a problem of one brother, there are two things you probably don't know.
我们不知道他有在这个环境中他有多么的痛苦。
And first, you don't know how.He goes through this in pain in this situation.
我们不知道他花了很多大的努力去企图去抵挡这个试探。
We might not know that how much effort he has tried to overcome this trial or temptations.
第二个事情我们不知道的。
And second thing we might not know.
我们知道当一个弟兄陷在试探里，我们不知道他面对的这个。灵界的能力是什么样子？
And so when they are in the temptation, we have no idea what kind of strength they have, spiritual strength they have.
Not spiritual strength, spiritual attack.
A spiritual attack they are facing.
对，就是这个灵界的东西攻击他，我们不知道是什么东西。
So spiritual is attacking him.
如果撒旦来亲自攻击你的话，相信我，你不会赢的哈。
And so if Satan actually attack you personally, that we might not be able to overcome.
不是一件很容易的事情。
It's not that easy.
所以这样的话他提醒我们说，我们这样能够站在对方的角度去看问题，会有更多的理解。
We need to in other people's shoes to look at things.
那有人说，难道我们看到别人错了就陈牧师说的不能讲话？
Should we not correct other people's shortcomings?
我们不是说不能讲话，如果我们需要指正的话，我们也要特别的小心。
And so if we really need to correct someone, we have to be extra cautious.
我们需要有爱心。
First, we need to have a love.
需要有适当的步骤。
And we need to have proper steps.
不单只是言辞的责力。
And it's not only use a word to abuse.
而是耐心的规劝。
And we need to bring them back with the patience.
我们接纳对方。
First, we need to accept that person.
真诚的接纳，我们
sincerely accept that person，
拒绝评判对方
，refuse to judge。
那么你看到美国总统竞选哈
？And so if you look the presidential elections，
你竞选的话，你不能光说自己好不行。
And you cannot only just say how good you are。
你要说对方如何的不好。
And you always want to say the other candidate is horrible。
你看那个现在这个总统竞选，这个说那个不好，那个说这个不好。
If you look at all the candidates, presidential candidates, they always try to tell the other one how bad they are.
最近我看这新闻的攻击已经开始了，你们注意，只是开始，后边更多。
And so you already see all those attacks start already. There will be more coming.
那个拜登会攻击川普哈。
And Biden always attack Trump.
那川普你们就知道了，他损人是最拿手的东西哈。
And Trump is even worse that he will abuse Biden.
他在模仿拜登就找不着方向，哎呀，非常好搞笑的哈。
He will try to imitate Biden, cannot even find his ways.
所以就是这样子哈。但是我们知道这个小布什总统他这方面做得很好。
But you know they are George
Bush. George W. Bush.
W. Bush.
George W. Bush 的话，他下台之后，他从来不批评后面接任的这个奥巴马总统。
He never criticized Obama, Barack Obama.
那么其实他们两个人在很多理念上都不一样的。
They have a very different idea about how to manage the country.
我想他是一个真的是一个按着神的话去做的基督徒。
And he is a truly who follow God's words, a Christian follow God's words.
他说做总统的话，他说他的事情，他的压力担子已经很多了。
And there's a lot of pressure as a president.
如果你来自前任的指责的话，实在就是太不公平了。
And if you come with the criticism from the previous president, it's so unfair.
所以他从来不评论这个奥巴马做的总统做的怎么样。
He never criticized the President Obama.
所以今天呢，我们来思想了耶稣所问的这个问题哈。
So today we ponder the first question Jesus asked.
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?
弟兄姐妹，这个问题扎心呢哈。
And this really pierces your heart.
你去真的去想这个问题的话，我们每个人都这样做过的哈。
And so if you really think about it, we all have done it.
我想这是耶稣告诉他的门徒要保持基督徒团体和谐的黄金规则。
So this is a golden rule for maintaining harmony within Christians.
我们花了些时间讨论了这个命令有三个界定的范围。
As we talk about, there's a three defining situations.
第一个无关道德的规范。
Unrelated to moral norms.
第二个无关信仰的偏差。
Unrelated to deviation of faith.
第三个只是限于信徒之内之间的。
It's only limited to the Christians.
这样我们被应当遵守在这个限定范围内，我们就可以遵守不可论断的命令。
So this way you should abide by the command, not to judge.
那么即使我们真的需要提醒对方的话，
Even though we need to really correct someone,
我们需要真诚的接纳拒绝的评判。
And we should have a genuine acceptance, try to avoid judge.
那么我想以一个作家的一段的话来结束今天的信息。
I would like to conclude with a quote by a writer.
那么这个是英文的哈。
And this is English.
他说 ,It's easy to judge.
And 论断容易。
It's more difficult to understand.
理解更难。
Understanding requires compassion.
理解需要同情心。
Patience.
耐心。
And a willingness to believe.
愿意有一个相信善良的心。
That good hearts sometimes choose poor methods.
有时候善良的心可是会选择一些不好的方法。
Through judging,
透过论断
we separate.
我们会分开。
Through understanding, we grow.
透过理解我们会成长。
所以愿我们大家都能够彼此操练这个不可判断。
So we can all exercise, do not judge.
我想我们的生活就会平静很多。
And actually our life will be much calmer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给话语。
And Lord, we just want to thank you for giving your words to us.
由主耶稣的教导。
And through Jesus' teaching.
告诉我们怎么样做才是合你心意的人。
Whatever we need to do to please your heart.
愿主你帮助我们在座的每一位。
And please help every one of us here.
给我们一个乐意的心。
And give us a heart, a willing heart.
也给我们这样的心智。
And give it this will.
那么我们可以去按照耶稣基督的命令去行。
And we can do according to God's command.
让我们在属灵的生命上 能够进一步的成长。
We continue to grow in our spiritual lives.
能够更像你的儿子耶稣基督的样式。
We'll be more like Jesus.
主啊，我们人的话已经讲尽。
And so we have finished what we need to say as man.
愿圣灵你借着所讲的，在我们的心中动工。
And continue through the Holy Spirit move your words into our heart.
因为圣灵所做的，乃是成就那永久美好的善工。
And what the Holy Spirit does is that to really complete what you want to have done in our lives.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.